And that was the last score of the half for the Cornhuskers, who lead 14-0 as we welcome you back to our halftime show. We're delighted to be joined, as we normally are, by University of Nebraska President J.B. Milliken, sporting a new pair of shoes. Those are nice.
These are the N. Justin boots. One
awesome.
Of a kind.
Those are gorgeous.
Yeah, they're something else.
There can be a run on those, I think, at some point in time. Yeah, have a good trip to Seattle.
Had a great trip to Seattle. It was quite a day, quite a game. A little bit of a surprise for most of us, I think. But it was great to be a Husker in Seattle.
Yeah, a good surprise as well. We're going to talk a little bit today about an important area that the universities play, and that's preparing our next generation of workers, doctors, teachers, scientists. Talk about how the university approaches the task of workforce development.
Well, sure. It's one of the most important things that we do. We talk a lot about the great research that is going to be the foundation for new inventions and new discoveries and new businesses in the innovation economy. But one of the things that we focus on is making sure that when our graduates leave, they're prepared for the workforce and to be able to get jobs and make a good living. And so there, we keep an eye on where emerging areas are in the workforce and what kinds of skills graduates need and develop our curriculum accordingly.
One area that we've been hearing some about is a shortage of nurses right now. And you have a new College of Nursing campus in Norfolk. Tell us about how that came about.
Absolutely. You know, nursing is one of the most important growth fields for holders of college degrees. There's the greatest gap between demand and supply in Nebraska. And one of the areas that had the greatest need was in Northeast Nebraska. Now, we already have four campuses that offer nursing programs in Omaha, Lincoln, Kearney, and Scotts Bluff. But nurses tends to be a local profession that tend to stay and work near where they went to school, often pursuing an education while they're working. And so this year we opened a new College of Nursing division in Norfolk, and it really represents a tremendous partnership there between the community, which raised private funds to build a building, between Northeast Community College, which is the site for it and has just been a great partner, the community hospital in Norfolk, and then the University of Nebraska. And it's really a great success and I think a role model for how we can do things in collaborative ways in the future.
Give us some other examples of how workforce development is progressing.
Well, one that most people in Nebraska are aware of, the Peter Kiewit Institute, where over a decade ago we looked at the growing needs for professionals, college-educated professionals in information technology, computer science, and related fields. The Durham School, which is the division of the College of Engineering, which focuses on architectural engineering and construction. You know, Omaha is a leader in North America for design and engineering and construction firms. And we want to provide the graduates that will be able to step in and have great jobs in those places and support those industries. So that's just one other example of the kinds of programs that we're offering. Another, the Rural Health Opportunities Program, which has been around for well over a decade. We hold slots in the College of Medicine and in other health-related fields for people who go to school in rural areas in Nebraska because of the likelihood that they will return to those areas and practice medicine, pharmacy, nursing, and in other fields.
Well, it's great to have you back. I know you've been out of town some. It's great to have you back in Lincoln.
I have been traveling, doing a little work for the University of Nebraska. There was a major conference in Washington on energy and water, and our Water Institute continues to get a tremendous amount of attention around the country and, in fact, around the world. And so I was there representing the university, and that was a great pleasure for me.
Well, great. Great to see you, as always. A little word of advice. Don't let Matt see those boots, because he loves boots.
I'm keeping these to myself. Right. Thanks a lot for advertising, though, on the Husker Network.
There you go. Good to see you. J.B. Milliken, University of Nebraska president. 14-0, Nebraska with a lead at the half. Jeff Culhane will update the scoreboard for us coming up next here on the Husker Sports Network.